Yes, we've caught up with Jen Montone. We're here to talk about Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony and the horn part. The whole symphony starts with horn.
Yes, it's a great brass work all together. But yeah, we get the first rendition of the theme, which is really, really fun and exciting and always exhilarating for the horn players to get to play that tune.
So you're on tour and you're playing in all different halls. Do you have to make special adjustments?
Yeah, that's kind of part of the fun of touring. Every hall is obviously so different from each other. We do have sound checks in each hall, during which time the maestro always discusses a lot of things relating to balance and usually note length. A lot of the different halls are either far less vibrant than ours or louder than ours. So there's always usually a balance component. I'd say that the general scope of what the orchestra does for these big works is probably pretty standard, but we do adjust the little details so that it makes a little bit more sense in each hall.
So let's talk a little bit about the Tchaikovsky, your part in it, and just how you approach it as an orchestra.
It's a great piece. I mean, it's like such a popular piece, such a fun piece. The last movement is so perky. The first movement is so interesting and has such darkness. The nobility and the grandeur of it is really satisfying. My favorite movement actually is the second movement with all the oboe and bassoon solos, especially with an orchestra like this. It's just so gratifying to get to play and get to hear. It's just like the artistry is so phenomenal. I'm always continuously grateful for my colleagues. But yeah, it's Tchaikovsky 4 is one of those you play a lot and yet you could never ever not love it just because it's just a blast.
So it's a wonderful piece to take on tour.
Yeah, totally. It's got a little bit of that, like featuring the different sections of the orchestra. Yeah, and then the strings get to really shine in the third movement. So it's got that show-off-y quality, which is a very fun type of thing to bring on tour.
The four broadcasts for WRTI are from Hamburg, Vienna, Tel Aviv, and Jerusalem. Have you been to all these places?
Actually, no. I've only ever been to Vienna of those four.
You've been to Vienna, though. What's this hall like?
Oh, Musikverein. It's probably top of the list for any classical musician. Just the history, the heritage, the fact that so many of our, you know, key core works were premiered there and written for that hall and for that orchestra. It's a phenomenal experience every time. It's physically very beautiful. If one were to just Google search the Musikverein, just the stunningness of the architecture, the interior, sort of like all of the frescoes and things. It's really the specialness of what classical music is to the city of Vienna and how that emanates into all of Europe and America. It's like it's just kind of the heart of the Western, our part of the art form. Yeah, so it's very rewarding to get to play there. A little bit scarier than some of the other halls. You feel a little intimidated just because of the knowledge of that community about what we do. So
wow. And what do you do to stay energized when you're on tour?
Oh, energized is not a problem for me. I love traveling. I love different cities, but it's a pride thing, I think. This orchestra takes such great pride in the fact that we love what we do and we have a strong sense of who we are and what we do as an orchestra, like how we play and how we work with Yannick and what we are to our city. And so I think we feel very proud and very honored to get to take that elsewhere and just be like, look at what Philly's got. Let's look what Philly is. Like we're, you know, we're a city of heart and soul and caring and giving our all and, you know, just like gutsy and, you know, emotional and loving. And so we get to bring that everywhere. And that's, you know, I think there's hard to say that there's much of anything that's more energizing than that.
And it must be wonderful to connect with audiences in all these different places.
Absolutely. I mean, the classical music community is so small in a way, and it's so beautiful how it ties and weaves in between these countries. I mean, it's, you know, music being an art form that can connect. I mean, that's a special thing about Israel. It's like, you know, with all the complication that is, art is supposed to be and music is supposed to be a loving, giving thing. And so we are very lucky to get to, as artists, hop to different places and just say hi and, you know, and all that. It's wonderful.
And share your music.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Jennifer Montone.
Thanks for having me.